Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yitzhak Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment of Reflections on Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday the thoughts from Rav Shimshon Pinkus that Shabbos is a day from sunset to sunset. It's a day of complete light, complete clarity. Rav Pinkus says that there was a time where the way to find clarity of my connection with God, clarity of what God does for me, clarity of what God does in the world, was to come to the Beis HaMikdash or to reflect on the Beis HaMikdash, the temple. And he says, it's just general imagery of the temple, some of the most classic images of the temple was the Ner Tamid, was the one flame on the menorah that would burn continuously from night to night. Another image was the idea that you would have the shulchan, you would have the table from the holiest areas of the Mishkan, and you would have the lechem apanim, you would have the showbread on the shulchan, on the table. So Rav Pinkus says, what do these images mean? So lahavdil alfei avdalos, not to compare, but just to learn a little bit, to put it in modern day terms, if you drive by a house and you see a light on in the window, what that implies is that someone's home. Of course, it could be the light is on because they want you to think that someone's home. Okay, but the basic implication of having the light on is that someone's home. Imagine coming into a house and you're not sure if the residents of the household have gone away for the week, and you walk into the house and you see food on the table. If you see food on the table, that connotes that the house is being lived in. Rav Pinkus says that these are some of the classic images of day-to-day existence in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple, because that's the whole point. It should be that if a person were to visit the Beis HaMikdash or to hear about the Beis HaMikdash or to think about the Beis HaMikdash, the resonating message would be, this is God's house and God is always in his house, and that represents the fact that God is constantly inhabiting this world and constantly running this world. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. Rav Pinkus suggests that the closest thing we have to this imagery of the Beis HaMikdash, that God is here, God is always here, and God is always conducting what's going on in our lives, is Shabbos, week in, week out. It's very interesting. I don't believe Rav Pinkus made the point. It could be that he did it, and I just missed it in the piece. But it's interesting in light of that to think about the connection between Shabbos and the work involved with constructing the Mishkan. Just an interesting idea to reflect on, where there was a Ner Tamid also, and there was Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan also, just to think about. But this idea that throughout Shabbos, there's always a source of light. There's always an opportunity, if I only reflect, to really find God in my life. I'd like to shift gears, but on a related point, to a thought from the Neslanim Rebbe, the Nesiva Shalom. He cites a very interesting medrash. The medrash refers to the creation of the world. And the medrash says, when the world was tohu vavohu is this term used at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, like nothingness. When the world was tohu vavohu, then you didn't see the creation of heaven and earth. But once the nothingness was uprooted and there was an extensive creation, then you could see the creation of heaven and earth. That sounds like a very circular logic. I mean, right. I mean, once heaven and earth were created, there really wasn't that tohu vavohu anymore. What does the medrash mean? So the Slonim Rebbe suggests that tohu vavohu, that this is a metaphorical medrash, and tohu vavohu refers to confusion. We have tohu vavohu, nothingness, in our times also. Even though there's a full world out there, we are so confused. We are so distracted. We do such a poor job of keeping our eye on the ball. So the Medrash says, when there's tohu vavohu, when there's confusion in our lives, we can't see God's creation of heaven and earth. We can't appreciate God's creation of heaven and earth. Once the confusion is uprooted in our own lives, then we can look around and we see God wherever we turn within the creation. That's yet another way of thinking about this idea. It's just another angle of seeing Shabbos as a time, an opportunity to reflect, to find God. And if I find God on Shabbos, I have him throughout the week. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.